What was that dog barking at now? Come on, dog. Right. It's after now. Midnight.
Okay, Phoenix, come here. Come here, boy.
What is going on out here?
Come on, get in. Good boy.
All right, now sit down.
Well, what do you want?
Make yourself comfortable, kid. You and me are going to have a little talk.
What's going on?
Lionel, he's got a gun.
Whoa, yeah. Yeah, I see that now.
And it works, too. I've checked. Recently.
Okay. I believe you.
Now sit down.
Right? Who is this guy?
He's with our friends, the global community. He's one of the guys who killed Mr. Staley.
Oh, I should have stayed in bed.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 32, Snatch and Grab.
How'd you get in here?
Does it matter?
Guess not.
Now, where's your friend?
Who, Lionel? He's right here.
Your other friend.
We got more than one friend?
I'm in no mood for your nonsense. You know who I'm talking about. The tall kid, Judd Thompson.
Your guess is as good as mine.
He didn't come home today.
Yeah, we thought you guys had him.
What'd you want with him anyway?
None of your business.
I just thought, you know, maybe we could help.
Oh, I'm guessing you can. You, I'm looking for Staley and her kid. You know where they are?
Not really, no.
What about the pilot, Graham?
You know, for professional spook, you seem to have lost quite a few people.
Holy Ryan, he is still waving that gun around.
You know, maybe if I shut that dog up, you'll be able to think more clearly. What do you think?
No, don't!
Sit down.
Don't worry. He shot too high to hit Phoenix.
You better not have hit him.
All you gotta do is tell me where that Thompson kid is, and you'll all walk away from here.
We don't know. He was supposed to meet us after the funeral today, but he never showed up.
What about Staley?
I don't know.
Taylor Graham?
I don't know.
Not good enough.
It's the truth.
Don't shoot my dog!
Get out of the way.
No!
I can always shoot through
you. I'm not gonna let you shoot.
Get down, Ryan.
What's going on?
Just stay down.
Don't move, either of you.
Yeah, right.
Talk to me, Lionel.
Grab Phoenix. We're getting out of here.
Kaya's getting Phoenix some water.
You got any oxygen for me?
What happened over there?
We just had a visit from some GC goon.
At your house? What did he want?
He was looking for Judd.
How'd you get away?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. What happened, Lionel?
Just after he shot at Phoenix, I noticed another dude looking in the front window.
Oh, I didn't see him.
Well, he was there, and he was hiding from the other guys, so I figured they weren't together.
What did he look like?
I didn't get a great look at him, but he seemed kind of tall. Longer, blonde hair.
Hey, wait, did he have a weird nose like he'd been broken before?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, who is it, Ryan?
Taylor Graham. It has to be.
What?
If it was that Graham dude, then he shot out the window and the other guy took off. That's when we bolted.
Well, what would Taylor Graham be doing
there? He's probably looking for me or Judd.
But if he's working for the GC, why would he shoot at the other guy?
That's what I want to ask Darian.
Well, I'll go get her. Where's Vicky going?
She went to go get Darian.
Are you okay, Ryan?
I'm freaking out, plus I'm half deaf from the guns and glass breaking.
Nice to be so wanted, ain't it?
Oh, but our lives used to be so boring.
Yeah, speak for yourself. I used to beat the computer on every game I had.
Dude, you must have been the life of the party.
Ryan? What are you doing here?
Well, someone just tried to kill us, and I couldn't wait to tell you about
Again?
It.
Again?
One of the guys that killed your dad just paid them a visit.
Have they guessed where I am?
He didn't know where you were. You're still good.
I don't understand.
Darian, are you sure that we can't trust Graham?
Well, that's what my mom said. He's taking orders from the GC. Why are you asking about Taylor?
Two reasons. First, the GC goon that dropped by our place tonight said that he was looking for him, and that means that he's out of contact with him.
Well, maybe they're trying to protect his cover.
Maybe, but second reason, Taylor Graham just kept us from getting shot.
What? You saw him?
Yeah, he shot at the GC agent so we could get away.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't know, maybe it does.
What do you mean?
The GC are looking for Darian and her mom. That means they don't have him.
Well, they're also looking for Judd, which means they don't have him either. Graham started shooting at the guy who was doing the looking.
So, what? We can trust Graham now?
I don't know. I might be willing to cut him some slack after tonight.
I gotta tell you, that would be huge if we could trust him. Especially with everything that's going on.
Which brings up the next question. What are we gonna do?
Act normal. If we all run, it'll look suspicious.
So we're just supposed to show up for school tomorrow like nothing happened?
Well, Vicky's got a point.
I got a meeting with Janice tomorrow. Ugh, or today. I'm gonna be there.
What about me?
We'll think of something.
Finally. It's about time you got back. It would took you so long. Give me a hand, will you? What happened to you? Is that blood on your shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Does this story involve any of my friends?
Ryan and some other kid were at your house. Hand me the first aid box.
Are they okay?
Depends on your definition of okay. They were alive. They didn't look like they were in any pain.
Just tell me what happened.
When I got there, they had a visitor.
Who?
I don't know his name, but he used to work for Dickie Blaine.
That's the GC guy that killed Mr. Staley.
Yeah. Ah. Oh. First he was talking. Then he was shooting.
Shooting? Shooting who?
No one. He shot at the door for some reason. That got Ryan all wired, which got him jumping up and down, which almost got him shot.
What stopped him?
I did, okay?
You did?
I shot at him before he could shoot Ryan.
Oh, really?
How do you think I got this hole in my shoulder? I shot at him and missed, then he shot at me.
And hit you?
It's just a scratch, but it hurts like...
All right. What happened to Ryan and mine?
Blaine's guy shot at me, then split. Your two dudes probably got away.
You gotta let me go check on my friends.
Sit down.
Yeah, forget that. I'm going.
You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, watch me. Get off me!
Don't try that again.
I got a job to do here.
You can't help them if you're dead.
Oh, thanks for your concern.
Someday, you'll understand I'm doing this for your own good.
You said he would be here at 9:30. Where is he?
He should be here any minute.
Are you sure he even came to school today?
I know he was in his first hour class. The teacher... Come in.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Mr. Washington, please sit down.
You're Lionel?
Yeah. Who are you?
My name's Nate Sebring. I was a friend of your mother's.
You work with her at Global Weekly?
Lionel, Mr. Sebring was a friend of your mother's when they were children.
My mom didn't grow up around here. She was from South Carolina.
I know. That's where I grew up, too. Lucinda, your mother, was one of my dearest friends in the world.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm friends with your whole family.
I didn't know I had any family left. I thought they all done disappeared.
Well, it appears you still have an aunt and an uncle in Brunson, where your mother was born.
Brunson? Where's that?
It's near the south of the state. Near Florida.
Florida?
I mean Georgia. Sorry. I've been on the train for a couple of days.
Well, that's cool. I didn't know I had family down there anymore. I sure appreciate you coming to visit. I gotta get back to class, though. Today's the first day and all.
Whoa, ho, ho there, son. I'm not here to visit you. Your family asked me to come for you.
What do you mean, come for me?
They want me to bring you home. They filled out all the papers and everything.
I've looked through it. Everything seems to be in order.
Your Aunt Susie told me not to come back without you.
That's very kind of her, and you, but I don't know that family. I've never even met them as far as I can remember.
Lionel, according to your file, you have no family around here. You've been living with some friends. If that's true, I don't see that you have much choice in the matter.
These people love you, son.
I never even met them. Besides, I'm happy where I'm at.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. I just traveled hundreds of miles to rescue you from this life you're living. And when I get here...
Maybe you should have phoned.
Your aunt did phone. The only place she found that had any contact with you was the school. Since then, Miss Janice here was the one that helped us find you.
Lionel, you have a right not to go with him right now. However, your aunt has given Mr. Sebring power of attorney to petition social services.
What's that mean?
It means he can use the social services to make you go with him.
And I would, too, out of respect for your aunt's wishes.
He can do that?
I will do that.
Okay. I'm gonna need some time to think about this.
You can have all day. The train tickets are for tomorrow.
Just leave me your hotel number. I'll call you tonight.
Okay. Now pull the stitch through. Ah! Slowly.
All right. Cut me some slack here. I've never done any sewing, let alone in a human.
Didn't you ever take a home ec class?
No. Hey, I took a lot of metal shop, though. You get a stapler?
Just tighten it up. Slowly. Ah! Slower. Okay. Good.
What do I do with the end?
Tie a knot in it and cut it off as close as you can.
Okay, hold on. There.
Looks pretty good, Doc.
My first surgery.
Can't help but feel we just had a bonding moment.
Great. Just when I'm trying to get away from you.
Boy, you sure know how to hurt a guy.
And whatever. All right, let's say I trust you, okay? Let's say you are keeping me here for my own good.
Okay, let's say...
What happens next? You gonna keep me here until... I don't know, till Jesus comes back?
Whenever that is.
Call it about 5 years. You gonna keep me here in this hangar for the next 5 years?
The groceries run out in 8 weeks.
There you go, a call to action. We can't just sit here and starve.
So what do you suggest?
Let me help. Call me crazy, but I'm beginning to think you're actually not working for the GC, right?
And all it took was a little gunshot wound.
Come on. What is it you're trying to do?
Well, I want to find Mrs. Staley and those documents.
Actually, I might be able to help with that.
Yeah? How?
I need to talk to my friends.
Email okay.
That'd work.
I got my laptop in the car. Ah! I'll be right back.
This whole thing stinks. Why did your aunt wait almost 2 years before she shows up looking for you?
Got me. I'm guessing she tried to reach my mom's house, but never got through. After that, she probably just gave up.
Yeah, but why pop up now? How did she find out you were still around?
I don't know.
Hey, did you talk to that Goodwin lady at social services?
Yeah. She said she'd do what she could, but it doesn't look good. We could fight it, but eventually he'd have to go anyway.
If that's the case, I'd only be making it worse by dragging it out. Man, I don't know what to do.
Hey, maybe you should hang with Judd, wherever he is.
Nah,
cool it, Ryan.
What?
Dude, this is my life we're talking about. These people want to take me away.
Yeah, and it sounds like you want to let them. I say stay.
I kind of wish Judd were here right now.
Well, he's not. And neither is Bruce. We've been saying all along we want to make our own decisions and that God can lead us as well as he can lead older people. Well, here's a chance to prove it.
Okay, then.
Where are you going?
I'm going to call that Severin guy. I decided I'm going to go.
Here I am on this road I've chose. Will I ever see? Will I ever be who my father knows? You know the way that you have for me. You can take the tears, you can take the fears. Come and rescue me. All along the way, I take it day by day. Now I see this road I take, but I'm never sure. Like a window to the past, but it's not the cure. Now these miles just increase that I have to go. How long will this all last? Will I ever know? Can I find the answer? Questions in my soul. Can I make the journey? Open up your hand and let me know.
I'm not afraid to die.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
He's gonna be here to pick me up any minute. I just wanted to say...
Yeah, that's cool. So you're out of here, huh?
Hey, I got a shot at family. You do the same thing.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe I think of this here as family.
Don't think you're rid of me yet. A couple of years, I'll be on my own.
Do you know for certain that either of us will be alive a week from today?
Yeah, point taken.
Lionel, got a van out here.
This is great. One of my best friends dies, one of them disappears, and now another one has to move away.
It's been a wild couple of weeks, huh?
Yeah. Why do I feel like I'm going to be spending my first few years in heaven in counseling?
You'll be fine.
Yeah. Listen, sorry for everything.
Forget about it.
Call me sometime.
Count on it, little man.
Who are you calling, little man?
Peace.
Peace.
Okay. The hotel manager says she's in room 7 on the second floor. I want this to be a clean grab. We have no reason to believe she's armed. Let's see if we can get in and out without spending a single round.
Is she alone?
The manager didn't see anyone else, but we should assume the girl is with her.
Good enough. Your call.
Let's do it.
On my count. 3, 2.
Now!
Down! Get down! Scare the roof!
Bathroom secure, no girl!
Where is she? Where is she? Get her out of here.
Any ideas on the girl?
Not at the moment. But I'm gonna find her.
Why is it everyone has a way cooler computer than I do?
Staley had this one made. His firm was trying to create encrypting software that was impregnable.
How far did they get?
Let's just say the GC doesn't have anything that'll hack into it yet.
Yeah, appreciate that yet.
This thing doesn't even need a phone line. Works off a satellite.
No phones, harder to trace. See how I figured that out?
You're a genius. Now let's connect to the internet. You can get your email server from there. You get the ISP homepage first.
Now all I have to do is remember the mail server name. Whoa, hold it. Taylor, look at this. Check out that headline.
Staley widow arrested.
Pull up that story.
Louise Staley was arrested tonight at the Travel Host Motor Lodge, 614 Roosevelt Road in Glen Ellen, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. Mrs. Staley was wanted in connection with the murder of her husband a week ago? Wait a second. This just happened. The news isn't 10 minutes old.
How could they have posted it so fast?
Someone wrote the article before they arrested her. Those boneheads!
It says they're turning her over to the GC authorities.
I don't believe this! She was our only chance at finding those documents.
Actually, she wasn't.
What?
I think I know where they are.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What's that?
It's a key card, man. Watch this.
Wait a second. How'd you find that?
You got your info, I got mine.
Fantastic. Did your info happen to include the combination?
Nah, it's gotta be around here somewhere, though. Staley would have planned for this.
Yeah. Well, maybe he did, but I still have this bad feeling the only person who knew the combination just got arrested.
You ever been to Chicago before?
Sure. Why?
Because you ain't headed towards the train station.
Really?
So, where is it exactly that we're going?
I told you, down south.
But you said we were taking a train.
Change of plans.
You don't know my family at all, do you? You work for the GC, right?
You gonna chatter away the whole ride?
Man, I walked right into this, didn't I?
Whatever it is you're in. Yep, you walked right into it.
So where are you taking me?
Cheer up, dude. You're gonna be famous.
Hey, Vicky.
Yep?
You've got mail.
Who is it from?
Guess.
Judd? Where is he?
I didn't read it. It's addressed to you.
Well, go get Ryan while I read it.
All right. Vicky, just want to drop you a line and let you know that I'm safe.
I've been staying with a friend. Ryan knows him, too. He's convinced I'm in danger. Ryan knows the place where I'm at. It's behind a little green hillside that opens up. What is he talking about? I've made a discovery, but need more info. Let me know when you get this. But erase this text from the reply. Love, JT.
Hey, what's up?
Got an email from Judd. He's safe.
Cool. Can I see it?
Where is he? He said you'd know, Ryan. Behind the little green hillside that opens up.
Is that Israel?
Oh, no. He's still in Chicago. That's Staley's property. It's the airplane hangar. It's a perfect place to hide out.
Hey, what's this part about? I made a discovery, but need more info?
Maybe he found the documents?
Hey, we should email him back and tell him the combination is in Staley's upstairs office.
I was gonna email him anyway and tell him about Lionel. This way we'll have some good news to give him too, huh?
Get a reply?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Seems while I've been cooped up here, one of them has taken off and moved down south to be with his family.
So you blaming me for that?
Taylor, everything is not about you, all right? It just would have been nice to see him before he left.
Who was it, Ryan?
No, Lionel.
Lionel. The black kid?
Yeah.
He was there the other night. When did this happen?
How should I know? I've been here for the last, 5 days?
That don't seem right. These things just don't happen that fast.
What are you saying? He's been kidnapped too?
I don't know. It's just a little strange.
All right. Check this out. I got some good news.
What?
The combination to the safe?
Yeah?
It's in Staley's office.
The office in the house?
Yep. In the file drawer of the desk.
That's good news?
Yeah. Why?
It might as well be in Carpathia's front yard with all the eyes trained on the house right now.
So you don't know where the secret door is?
Never used it. I hardly ever went into the house, and when I did, I used the front door.
Hey, I found the safe, didn't I? I say, we look for the door.
You know, if those documents are as good as everyone's saying, we might be able to get Darian out of hiding.
I don't know. Something tells me she'll never be safe.
Yeah, it goes for all of us.
Ryan! Ryan!
What? What? What's happening?
It's all over the news! Every channel!
What is?
My mother! They arrested her!
Darian, we knew that was coming. That was kind of the plan. She let them catch her. It's so you would be safe.
I know, but so quick. I just wasn't ready for it.
Darian, listen. Everyone here has lost someone. We all really know how you feel.
I guess.
What's important is that we don't... I don't know. Waste her sacrifice.
I know that, too.
Are you gonna be okay?
Is there anything you need?
Well, there is one thing.
What?
Well, I think I'm ready now.
Ready for what?
Could you teach me how to pray?
Yeah, we can do that.
Love to.
You serve any food on this kidnapping, or am I gonna starve to death?
No food here.
Then what's going on?
Gonna change cars. Let's go.
Hey, you don't need to pull my arm off, man. I'm coming.
I don't need to be off chasing you.
Dude, I got my bag in the back of the van.
You won't need it.
That can't be a good sign.
You're late.
Traffic.
This is the kid I am buying?
No. He's my good luck charm.
Buying?
Get him in the back with the others.
Give me my jack.
What was that again?
The money. Give me the money.
Why didn't you say so? Here. Count it if you want to.
Later. Here's your kid.
Anybody want to tell me what's going on?
You're going to take another ride, kid. Get in.
Whoa, hey man, who are all these people?
Shut up. I don't want to hear any talking out of any of you!
But, oh man. Excuse me. What's going on here? Hello? Does anybody speak English? Hey, what's all this about? Well, did you all get your vocal cords ripped out or what?
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.